Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. And it continues to be the 1st of June, 2013, already well into summer now, as we continue here. I'm looking at the Department of Justice website right now, where they're talking about community-oriented policing services. Cops. And they say community policing is a philosophy that promotes organizational strategies which support the systematic use of partnerships and problem-solving techniques, keyword there, partnerships, listeners, to proactively address the immediate conditions that give rise to public safety issues such as crime, social disorder, and fear of crime. Now, they go on to include a bulleted list of key components, and one of those components, one of those in that list, is community partnerships. They say collaborative partnerships between the law enforcement agency and the individuals and organizations they serve to develop solutions to problems and increase trust in police. Other government agencies, community members and groups, nonprofits, service providers, private business, and media. Now, I'm reminded, Nancy, about how recently, just I think it was just this past week, the story came out where Walmart had actually reported a guy, he had interracial children, and they actually reported him to the authorities. They called the police and reported him for kidnapping. I don't know, did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
I wonder if this is a part of the community-oriented policing service. See, what Homeland Security has forged a partnership with Walmart back a while ago, and now we have them preemptively trying to stop crime.
They've also forged partnerships with universities.
That's correct. Yeah, that was another thing.
Yep.
So we have the tentacles of Homeland Security being interwoven throughout our entire life here. And at the center of all of this are these regional community centers, these regional fusion centers, which fuse military intelligence, basically, that's gathered on the population here.
With local.
Yeah, with local and the it's all reports back to the Department of Homeland Security. So we're going to talk about some of this stuff here today with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. She's going to be joining us after the break. So stay with us, folks. 3 minutes out, and we'll be back. This is Govern America.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Sending the feed to your local Fusion Center. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the broadcast. Vicki Davis is joining us this hour. Most of you know who she is, but she began a career in 1976 in Silicon Valley as a contract computer system analyst and programmer. Despite having over 20 years of solid experience, well, she discovered she could no longer find work after the year 2000 because of the Knowledge Trade Initiative, which deliberately outsourced many American jobs primarily to India. It was the outsourcing of her job that led her down the long road of researching globalization in all of its aspects. She's joining us again on Govern America. Welcome back, Vicki.
Well, thank you, Darren. I like that song you had coming in. That should be my theme song, huh?
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that every single thing that is done today with regard to terrorism, every single false flag operation or whatever the case might be, whether it's natural blowback, whatever it is. I look at what happened across the pond just recently, for instance. We had this soldier murdered in the streets, and I wanted to believe that this was just a natural blowback type of incident. This is the kind of terrorism that I would expect to naturally occur. And then I had a gentleman in Ireland contact me through our Facebook page, and he says, you know, you need to take a better look at this. And I said, no. This is just a normal occurrence. You know, nothing to see here. Move right along. And he says, no. Look, you got this to consider. And oh, by the way, MI5 tried to recruit this guy for a job before he ever did what he did. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go again. You know, so I don't know what to believe on that. But it, immediately following that incident, we had the British government come out and advocate David Cameron over there, in the Home Secretary, I guess, which to me looks like a lot like Homeland Security over here. Basically, what they advocated was more cameras, as if more cameras were going to stop this sort of thing. You know, and well, that seems to be the solution, quote unquote, to everything is more surveillance of the population. Go ahead.
Well, and that's exactly right. Every event that happens is a reason for more technology. And so I think, you know, it's safe to say that if you, any event that the media covers, if you keep watching until they get to the solution part, it will be more technology. You know, more cameras, more surveillance equipment, more an information system.
More laws buried in legislation.
Yes.
Laws that to curtail us.
Yeah. And that is the whole agenda. You know, when I started looking at the fusion centers, there, in one of the documents, the President's Commission on Critical Infrastructure Protection, they tie critical infrastructure protection to terrorism. But if you trace it back, you know, the automation of the infrastructure, all of the systems that they're talking about, all of those systems were in progress before the first terrorist event occurred.
Right. Well, it's just like Homeland Security. I mean, they already had the Homeland Security plan in writing prior to the event of 9/11. You know, that's what a lot of people, I don't think, these 9/11 truthers that research all the aspects of the physical and the physics involved in the demolition of the towers or whatever terminology you want to use, the makeup of the attack on the Pentagon, you know, the size of the hole and all that, I think they don't spend enough time really talking about the paperwork involved. Go ahead.
Yeah, most of those people who are leading those discussions, they're kind of like they keep people in an eddy, going around and around and around and never getting anywhere.
Yeah.
That's
my concern.
Yeah.
The key is that they had this all planned out in advance. They had the war on terror planned out in advance. The PNAC report put out by Cheney and Rumsfeld's organization, the Project for a New American Century, they planned all this in advance, had it all published a full year before 9/11 and even before the November 2000 elections. And Homeland Security, the Phase 3 a report on national security was a blueprint for Homeland Security. So what you're saying is that, you know, it's all boils down to the Hegelian dialectic. They have ahead of time what they want to put into place, and they put it into place after the trigger is pulled.
Right, because government systems were always authorized in law. And so, you know, when they started this whole project of redesigning the systems of government, they had to break down those laws, you know, your privacy laws, the barriers between agencies of government, all of those laws that protected us, protected our privacy, protected us from exploitation, all had to be broken down.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way they do that, even going back to Columbine, that was one thing I noticed about Columbine, is that after the Columbine episode, what they said is, oh, we have to have information sharing between the school and psychologists and psychiatrists.
Oh, lovely.
We need that information, you know, if a student is on some kind of psychotropic drug. But they never do it individually. It's just open, you know, open-ended information sharing at that point. Because the objective was, of course, to integrate that information into the student information databases.
Right.
So,
well, you know, when we last talked, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, we had started talking about your series on fusion centers. We touched upon 1980s industry beginning to move away from building systems designed for functional purposes to systems where data essentially becomes the purpose, you know, it really is the functional purpose. And then we discussed basically the concept that basically everyone has a file. The information that is collected is essentially a file kept on everybody, and it's going into the whole thing where everybody's being kept track of and surveilled. And I don't want to touch upon all of this stuff again and redo, but we came to a situation, an individual, I guess, named Samuel Skinner, and I think that that's where we left off. So can we talk briefly about Samuel Skinner and what his role was? I guess he was his transportation secretary under Bush or something like that, George Herbert Walker Bush?
Yes, he was the transportation secretary under Bush, and he is the one who initiated the project for the intelligent vehicle highway system.
Mm, okay.
That was his project. And he had been a prosecutor. And one of the things that I did, I included what was the design of the system from the beginning. And if you really look at that, let me tell you which one it is.
By the way, folks, her website is channelingreality.com. Her entire system, or her entire series on fusion centers, is up there right now near the top. So you can go there and read that, and I highly recommend it. And there's a lot of other research that she has up there as well.
Yeah, let me just throw something out too, Darren. There's something called the Civil Military Fusion Center, and it is a fusion center that operates. They're fusion centers, plural. They operate in Afghanistan, in the entire Mediterranean basin, and also in Asia, I believe. And if you go to the website is cimicweb.org. That's cimicweb.org. That is the website for the Civil Military Fusion Center. And so, of course, these centers are operating globally, of course.
Well,
there's also the NATO Civil Military Fusion Center, by the way.
You're absolutely right, Nancy. This is a global system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that I had before, but, you know, I find things, and I know they're significant. They're significant at the time that I find them. But then when I go back and I relook at them, then I really see the significance. Okay, so in March 21st, 1994, Al Gore went down to Brazil and gave a speech to the International Telecommunications Union. Okay, the International Telecommunications Union is a specialized agency of UNESCO.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said in here, I'll just read you a couple of lines in here. I have come here 8,000 kilometers from my home to ask you to help create a global information infrastructure.
Okay, I'm sorry I got to interrupt you right here. Let's pick it up with that quote after the break, okay? Folks, we're visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, talking about fusion centers. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. And Vicki Davis of channelingreality.com. Check out her Fusion Centers series, and that's what we're talking about today, among other things here on the program. Vicki, before the break, you were just about to give a quote, and I had to very rudely interrupt you, or at least the clock did. So go right ahead there.
Okay, the next thing you said, besides asking the International Telecommunications Union.
Now, again, who is this again?
They are a specialized agency of UNESCO, the United Nations.
All right.
So that is significant just by itself, you know, that he asked UNESCO to help build this global network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said, I'm very proud to have the opportunity to address the first development conference of the ITU because President Clinton and I believe that an essential prerequisite to sustainable development for all members of the human family is the creation of this network of networks. To accomplish this purpose, legislators, regulators, and business people must do this: build and operate a global information infrastructure.
Yep.
This GII will circle the globe with information superhighways on which all people can travel. Okay, so he made it a global project right from the get-go. And it, Clinton and Gore, in their first 100 days in office, Gore met with the Russians, and he established the Gore-Chernomyrdin Commission, and they set up an agenda of cooperation that included technological cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton met with the communist Chinese in Seattle on an island. The name of that island escapes me at the moment, but I'm sure it was for the same purpose, you know, for cooperation to build this global network. Because when the Clinton and Gore came into office, they came in running with this technological agenda that actually began during the Bush administration. But Clinton.
Well, I wonder if that's why Gore invented the internet.
Well, yes, of course, yes. As a matter of fact, I thought that Gore's involvement in the creation of the internet started in 1991 with the High Performance Computing Act.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it started before that with the NSFNet, the National Science Foundation network.
Mm-hmm.
And IBM, of course, was a part of that as well.
So it wasn't so that we could download free songs and watch movies on Hulu then, right?
No. No, but they couldn't do this massive development project without making the internet available to everyone. And that's something that your audience should know. You know, all of the information that I find, it's all out on the internet. They do white papers, they publish documents and reports, they conceptual design, all of this stuff is out on the internet, and you can go read it for yourself.
You know, this is something that I have written about as well. One of the things that happened with the internet is every person who has used it has self-profiled. They certainly didn't realize what they were doing, but you know, there are many, many, many websites where people get on and they literally tell everything about themselves. The dating type of websites. You talk about your politics, you talk about your religion, you talk about literally everything about yourself. You have given your banking information over the internet. You pay your bills, and so pretty much, the internet tells how much energy you're using, where you're shopping, what you're doing, where you go. And, you know, now we pay our bills over the internet. Now our paychecks, you know, come into our bank accounts automated, and then we, of course, can get into them through the internet. I mean, we have self-profiled. You know, the fusion centers, basically, all they had to do was connect to the internet to find absolutely everything they needed to know about most of us.
Well, and that's what total information is. Total information awareness,
everything,
was a database of databases.
Mm.
And so it had the, has, or they've distributed it because Congress tried to put a stop to it. But, of course, you know, they just renamed the project and distributed it out to different agencies of government. So it's continued on, even though the Congress tried to stop it. But it was just...
They've actually made the Department of Homeland Security not only partnering with Walmart, they're partnering with Google, they're partnering with Facebook, they're partnering and, you know, commanding information.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Right.
All right, I'll tell you what, hold your thought. Remember what you're going to say, Vicki, because I want to take this bottom of the hour break. We'll have a longer segment ahead. Stay with us, folks. Govern America continues. Vicki Davis is here. Her website is channelingreality.com. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back. This is Govern America visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. We're talking about fusion centers and the global surveillance grid that's being built all around us. You know, Vicki, you were going to say something before the break. I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thoughts before I go on to another thought.
Okay. What I wanted to say was that this project is actually many projects. It includes rebuilding all of our infrastructure. And so Nancy mentioned public-private partnerships, and I just, you know, was able to articulate this morning, you know, as I was thinking about this. But it's going to cost trillions of dollars to rebuild all of our infrastructure with this technology embedded into it to have this 21st century vision of a fully automated infrastructure. obviously the government can't afford to do that, and so they set up this system of public-private partnerships.
Well, maybe they'll just have the Chinese do it.
Well, you know, it doesn't. They are doing that, but it won't really matter because the costs are so enormous that even every dollar that the government spends is a leveraged dollar with the private sector, which is why you're having private sector investment in our roads. But the thing is that because this project includes all of our infrastructure, every bit of it, it is too much money, and in order to recoup the investments, the private sector is going to be bleeding people dry. There's not enough of us to bleed to pay for the cost of this total automation infrastructure.
Yeah, it's just incredible, and the monopolization. You know, monopolies are never a good idea in the first place. But, you know, we were talking earlier, and I wanted to come back to it. This is the subject of the intelligent vehicle highway system. You know, they have a strategic plan regarding this. The advanced traffic management systems come into play, advanced traveler information systems, advanced vehicle control systems. I guess this is where we're getting into the self-driving cars that we've talked about a lot on this program, commercial vehicle operation systems. And of course,
don't forget about the smart ports.
Yeah, the smart ports
are part of it as well.
Well, these self-driving cars, you know, I think I was telling you, what was it, yesterday that we talked, that I was listening to Leo Laporte. You know, he's the tech guy. He has a syndicated radio show on Premier Radio Networks. He used to host Tech TV years ago he's used to be very well known. He does a lot of reviews of gadgets and things like that, and helps people with their computer problems. And usually he doesn't talk a lot about these types of systems that we talk about, and despite the fact that he's into technology in a major way. He recently had a program where he departed from that, and I think the reason why is there was, I forget how the whole subject of smart cars and self-driving automobiles came up, but he actually came out and mentioned about how good it was. I think, you know, more regular hood has come out, and he's said that he wants to work with the automobile manufacturers to basically disable people's ability to text while they drive, which, you know, sounds good. You know, I mean, we don't want people texting while they drive, but, you know, he wants to take it further and, you know, where any device that you have in a car would be disabled when you get into the car. And, you know, that might be good for the driver. I don't know how well that would work out with the passengers, because if you're on a long trip, you might want to be able to talk to people. I don't know, but the point is that this led into the whole discussion of the fact that, you know, soon we're going to have cars that drive themselves. Google has been working on this very diligently. They've had their cars out in California, which have been driving themselves, according to Leo, hundreds of thousands of miles with no accidents. In fact, he said that the only accident that they had was one where the driver, who was sitting behind the wheel, actually intervened and overrode the computer systems. So he looks at this as a very positive thing, and even took it to the conclusion that we've discussed before, where eventually people will not own automobiles.
Yeah, they won't.
He actually said that on the show. You will call your car. You will call for a car to come to you, and it will take you to your destination, and you will get out, and it will drive off, and then when you want to go back, you will call for a car, and it will come get you. But, you know, like you said, people will not be able to afford automobiles, and he looks at all this as a very positive thing. I look at this at Leo Laporte as a technocrat, but he seems to be very on board with the whole sustainable development idea of automobiles essentially being a thing of the past, except for when they're really needed.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people in, as a matter of fact, I think most people in this country, they look at the gee whiz factor of technology, and they don't look at the downside.
Yeah.
And the biggest downside of all is the cost versus the benefit. I mean, you know, I worked in the business a long time, and it was always based on the pragmatic, you know, what is the benefit versus the cost. But when you look at the whole automation project for our whole entire country and expanded throughout the entire world over Europe and China and Russia and South America, where is the benefit to offset the cost?
Mm-hmm.
There really isn't any except totalitarian control of the entire population of the world.
Well, and Ed, I agree with you, because there is actually no technological benefit to the people of the world. There is something, ladies and gentlemen, called the Center for Applied Transect Studies. It's www.transect.org. On that website, you need to click on the term or the menu item CODES, C-O-D-E-S. And you need to read what they call smart codes. And these codes, there is a new version of these codes coming out in 2013. And what these codes are is they're telling us how we're going to live. And these are codes that are given to planners and, you know, city planners, so on and so forth. And these are the new road rules. And the bottom line is they don't want us driving. It talks about how we are to be driving bicycles and walking. And it talks about what the new building codes are going to be for these smart homes or smart apartments that we're going to be living in. And basically, absolutely everything is regulated. Your lighting is regulated according to these codes, and I've read some of them. Your lighting, your water, your heat, and your air conditioning. Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
They have even regulated the types of trees that can be planted in communities and what height they have to be.
Yeah, you said, you were telling me yet last night that it was something to the effect of they were saying, basically dictating in those codes, that the trees actually had to be like a story tall, and that they wanted like 70 or 80% of the storefronts to be glass.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. All storefronts have to be at least 70% glass. In other words, so anybody can walk by and just look right in. And they're going to have these recreational spaces that are that fountains and some grassy areas, but we have to stay on walkways. And they're going to have like access to waterfronts only on walkways. And bikeways. I mean, it's absolutely
micromanagement.
Extraordinary.
It's micromanagement.
Well,
this is what it is.
Yes, micromanagement, but everything is technologically controlled. Now, what's interesting about the whole China connection with this is China is really the people who have built many, many, many smart cities. Many of them are ghost towns, but they've built many, many, many of them. And I think that a lot of these new codes, they're called smart codes, are probably coming out of China.
Hmm. That's possible. Or UNESCO. I mean, they started on this design. I would think actually it's more IBM. That,
maybe.
Yeah, because IBM has a section on their website called Smarter Cities, And if you go look at that, it covers all of the areas of our infrastructure that we deal with, you know, the energy, the retail, the emergency management. I mean, you know, they are right in the center.
Why would IBM be doing this? Certainly somebody would commission IBM to do this, would they not? Or is this initiative that just they came up with on their own? Because they saw a need or a perceived need, what would be their motivation for doing this? I mean, IBM is a multinational corporation, and corporations are driven by the motivation of money. But also
control. I mean, don't forget, IBM is the biggest and the first real international corporation that has always been a multinational, and their whole business is centered around systems and systems thinking. I mean, that's their whole business. And so anywhere there's a possibility of a system where they can make money, IBM is there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so...
So we've got this North American International Trade Corridor. This is going to be tied into the Smart Highway System, right?
Well, yes. It's a global transportation system. It's not just the United States. They have designed a total global transportation system with the main transportation routes, the shipping routes.
Yeah.
Including the shipping lanes. That's the significance of the intermodal commerce zones, because they are ports on the global transportation system.
Yeah, and so NAFTA and CAFTA. Yeah, Canada,
yeah.
United States, Mexico, and Central America.
Okay, now I wanted to tell you something.
I've
been looking at Agenda 21. Last time I was on, you asked me if the fusion centers were had anything to do with Agenda 21. I have to say yes, because I'm looking at Chapter 7, and... in this chapter, they talk about the program area being these things: providing adequate shelter for all, improving human settlement management, promoting sustainable land use planning and management, promoting the integrated provision of environmental infrastructure, water, sanitation, drainage, and solid waste management. Okay,
right.
Number E, promoting sustainable energy and transport systems in human settlements.
Yeah, and I would also say that we can't forget about Chapter 40 of Agenda 21 also, which is the deal with, the title of it is Information for Decision Making. This deals with databasing and having key indicators for sustainable development. And I come back to all of these, all this information gathering. You know, that really feeds into the whole concept of where we are in the development or implementation process. You know, they don't.
Yes, it's all management information, because that's the way the process works, is that systems development is a continual iterative process of design, develop, implement, and then review, you know, how is it working? We can add on here. We can integrate this. It's always step-by-step planning for the next phase in the development. Systems are growing things. They're, you know, I never really thought about it this way before, but as I'm seeing what they've done with systems and our world, systems are a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And psychopaths have taken over.
Absolutely.
And they are designing systems to control every aspect of everybody's life, of every process, everywhere, from the moment of conception till death.
Yeah. Well, you had talked in your piece that you wrote on the fusion centers, your series that you did, about the Oklahoma City bombing, and that it was really a Hegelian event to include critical infrastructure into the original intelligent vehicle highway system plan. Did you want to speak to that?
Yes, because of the cost, because of the intrusion, the violation of our norms and values in terms of privacy and everything else, they needed some big catastrophic event to push this project forward, because otherwise there'd be a lot of barriers.
Okay. Let's pick it up on the other side of the break right there. I think is a good place to pause it. Folks, we're visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and we will open up the phone lines sometime in the next hour for your calls as we progress here in the conversation. You're welcome to jump on board and talk about fusion centers here with Vicki Davis. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment on Govern America.
Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America in the home stretch of this hour. One more hour to go with Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is her website. And, Vicki, you were just getting ready to talk about how Oklahoma City was used to implement a lot of this infrastructure, critical infrastructure in IVHS. Intelligent Vehicle Highway System plan. I want you to go ahead and pick it up where you left off there, please.
Well, you have to have justification. You know, you have to have something that will move Congress to act, to provide funding, to change the laws that will enable the development, you know, something to move Congress. And Oklahoma City did just that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just Oklahoma City. There was also then Khobar Towers, right? Now, I found an article on a .mil website about a guy who was there when the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia were bombed with a truck bomb, same MO as what went on in Oklahoma City.
So very similar attack, in other words.
Mm-hmm. But this guy made a comment to the effect that there just aren't enough policemen to do this job. Everybody must become a censor. Now, does that sound like a normal thing that people say? No, of course not.
Sounds like he knew what was coming.
It does. And as I read this article, the title of the article is Khobar Towers Changed Air Force Focus on Force Protection.
Hmm.
And it was written in 2006. And when you read this, I mean, it's like the guy has a secret that he just can't stand, you know. He's got to give hints and clues. And this article is filled with hints and clues.
Hmm. So we have a presidential directive, decision directive 39. How does that tie into all of this?
That was the decision directive that Clinton issued to make the protection of the critical infrastructure a national security priority.
Now, why is that significant?
It's significant because basically it opens the door to do just about anything that they want behind closed doors. Anything for national security, of course, has to be funded, because otherwise the Congress would be blamed, you know, that they failed to fund something.
Yeah.
It moves the agencies of government to act on things that they might have inhibited otherwise, but you really can't say no to national security, right?
Well, you know, unless you're inviting the communist Chinese in.
That's the fraud of the whole thing. I mean, in retrospect, you look at it, and he's saying, you know, we have to do this. We have to protect our critical infrastructure as a national security issue. But then they're inviting the communist Chinese in. They're letting them go to school at the University of Michigan.
Well, you know, the Mexican drug cartels. I mean, we can just go on and on with this. We have news reports that they're operating throughout the United States now, these Mexican drug cartel gangs, and yet the answer of the administration is, hey, we need to provide these people a path to citizenship when they come here.
Right.
You know, well, now we're providing them health care.
They serve a very useful purpose, because every time they do something horrible, it's just more justification, right?
Right.
For the
the purpose, in my view, and I think you would concur with this, is to deconstruct. Because whenever you're going to build a new world order, you have to deconstruct the old one. Do you not? All right, I'll tell you what. We're at the end of this hour. Hour number 3 is straight ahead. We're going to continue here with Vicki Davis. Stay with us. We'll be back.